JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the National Solid Waste Management Authority lends a hand on Labor Day, and later a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free. So stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
On Labor Day 2017, workers, executives, and volunteers affiliated with the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, lent a hand across the island to do more than garbage collection. Each region and division had its own project, where it was involved in restoring, preserving, and beautifying communities and national monuments. The Parks and Gardens Division took on the task of sprucing up the green area just across from the Bank of Jamaica.
At the corner of the roundabout at Port Royal Street, just before you get out of the Bank of Jamaica, we are putting plants and flowers in that mound there. We have cut the entire area and we plant several trees and plants.
NSWMA Executive Officer Audley Gordon. The agency and its Metropolitan Parks and Markets Division was also on site at the Ward Theatre, helping to restore the cultural landmark to its former glory.
We supply bags, we supply rakes, we supply workers, and we are just facilitating whatever within our remit into our solid waste. We're providing trucks and we are opening up the landfill so that all that is accumulated in terms of debris from Labor Day is being allowed into the landfill without a charge today.
The volunteer work on Labor Day formed part of the NSWMA's transformation initiative to engage staff and improve public perception and cooperation. This year, over 25,000 young people will be employed under the government's Youth Summer Employment Program, and special provision is being made for persons with different types of disabilities to have gainful employment and valuable work experience. It's part of Goal 1 of Vision 2030, making sure Jamaicans are empowered to achieve their fullest potential. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for a child protection tip. Teach your children how to use technology responsibly. Make sure they know that pictures they take of themselves and parts of their body never truly disappear, even after they're deleted. So they should think before they act. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
On our community notice board, the Ministry of Justice Legal Aid Mobile Unit will make its next stop at the Glendevon Community Center, Johnson Hill, beside Glendevon Primary School in St. James, on Thursday, May 25, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Rise Life Management Services, in association with the European Union, is inviting the public to participate in a free Child Month expo and concert under the theme Finding My Voice to raise awareness about the prevention of sexual abuse against children. It will be at Emancipation Park on Wednesday, May 31, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for tuning in. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.